And then I'm done. I did say that since we were going to play this, I wouldn't go long, but something that's really on my heart. We still have the young people in here. Do we need to dismiss them? Okay. I see people kind of looking around. Young people, if you're going to go, now's the time to go. I'm sorry. If you're heading out for junior church. But if you have your Bibles, you can go to the passage that was read earlier. Again, there in Matthew chapter 13. But again, what's just on my heart, I'm going to share it with you and make sure that, again, we do some examining as we looked at the verse there in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. But just to show you a little bit of history of what's going on here the last couple days, but I was going over notes, and again, as things were brought out at the end of the year, getting into the new year, that last year really only one person from the church died. And again, we only had really one funeral that we did. And so that makes 2014 a pretty good year. But if you look what's happened in 2015, I've done going about five funerals in just a couple of weeks now that's going on here. We've lost Evelyn Stover. Then Marie Weaver died. And then from there, John Schillings. Then Lester Langer has died. And now Clayton Schilling's funeral is on Thursday at 10 o'clock. Again, viewing Wednesday at 6 to 8. But his funeral is at 10 o'clock at the Heintzman funeral. So, again, I tell people, you come through a year and you don't do much. And, folks, we're barely into this year. That's what I would say. And I'm already on to a fifth funeral or whatever. And so that makes you kind of stop and think. And then when I watch this video from Paul, again, here's a man. And, again, if you got his heart, he was hoping to go a couple weeks. You know, a couple months, that was the long shot, but said it could be just a what? Just days before he goes. And again, as I think about funerals and I think about different things that happen, I just want to come back and give what I call today just a gospel check as best I can. And here's how I'm going to lay it down to you, okay? Do you know you're going to heaven? Do you know it? I hope you do. Okay, and I'll give you more. I do tell people, it wasn't long ago. I don't know when it was. It was within the year. It might have been within a couple months or whatever. But, again, Clayton Schilling's was in the hospital. And, Clayton has never really attended here since I've been here. Mabel's just as faithful as can be. Mary Jo and Linda come here. And, again, being faithful in all that they do. Again, in the teaching ministries. Again, in the choir. Different things that they've done. But Clayton, I've got to work with him. I mean, he's the church plumber, if anybody knew that. Every time there was some kind of major plumbing that we weren't able to handle as laymen when it comes to plumbing, he was called in. And I do believe in the 10 years, and I don't know, it's not been quite 10 years, has it? Okay, ask Emily Gore how old she is or whatever. She's not, what's that? She'll be 10 in July, so there'll be 10 then. But that's how long I've been here. When she was born, I came. But, again, it's not been 10 years, but I think both of the wells on the property, the pumps went bad. Am I right about that? Because I remember I didn't really do it, but other men, they drug the pipes out of the youth center. It's in the garage, is it not? The well's in the garage. And I remember we drug the pipes down across here, whatever, get to the thing. And it could have been a number of years ago, but it was in really cold weather, was it not? And Mel was there. And there's another well up from the mission, up from the office building, and we pulled those pipes all the way across the yard. And I think you were down almost in the parking lot before we got them out. And I worked with him doing that again as we had to pull pipes and get to the pumps at the bottom and all that. He was called in to do that because that's bigger than we know how to do. So I got to work for him a couple of days or whatever. And again, he's been in and out of the hospital. He's had stomach problems. But again, as I was saying, just a few months ago, I was called to the hospital for Clayton. Clayton started to talk or whatever. He was talking about the farming that he does and different things or whatever. And finally, there was just a quiet thing. And I said, Clayton, just listen to me. I just got to stop right here because I don't know what's going on. I don't know much. You really have never heard me preach. Okay? But I got to know something. Are you going to heaven? And he just kind of looked at me like, whoa. I said, I don't have time to fool around here. Now, if you remember, he had been down to Geisinger, and again, he had major problems down there. And I just said, okay, I don't have time to fool around. I don't have time. So I'm just telling you, you've really never heard me give a gospel message. You've never heard me preach. But I need to know, are you going to heaven? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, that's not good enough. You need to tell me about it. Don't just say yes. You've got to do more than that right now. Okay? And I'm convinced that he knows the Lord, knew the Lord from what he said then. Now, I just tell people, it just came down to that because I was hoping he'd make it out of it. And I did tell him at that time, and maybe it was about a year ago. Yeah, I guess it was. But I told him, you know, if you make it out of here and you get to the place where you can eat something, I'll buy you a meal at Haas's. Okay, when the school goes over there, and sure enough, when I went to Haas's there, he was showing up at the door. He said, "You're buying me my steak?" I said, "Absolutely, I'm buying you a steak, whatever you want." And I did. But again, I had to make sure he's gone to heaven. And then, don't you know, this week or whatever, I was out, and I had Reed with me where I was, and I think Susan, and again, if I don't tell the story right, I'm not lying, but I think Susan called or he texted me and said that they put Clayton back in the hospital. They were doing a CAT scan, and possibly he'd be headed to surgery. You know, and I'm in that quandary, you know, I'm up really, I'm in the state college or whatever, I'm running an errand, but I got a baby in the car. What do you do? Okay, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to carry that little boy into the hospital and see if anybody stops me. Because has anybody ever heard, you know, you can't take young kids in or whatever? I've heard those things. I said, I'm just going to carry him in and head on up there. So I headed on up to the room, and boy, Clayton was in bad way. I mean, he was awake. He was talking. He was holding the bucket in front of him. And he had a tube. I'm sorry for those who don't like hospitals, but hospitals do amazing things. Did you know that? They had a tube up his nose, and they were trying to drain his stomach or whatever. And then I just got in there and said hi to him pretty much and introduced him to Reed. And then from there, a doctor came in. So we kind of went to a corner, and they talked for a while. And I was listening to the doctor talk, and the doctor was, you know, here are some things that we think may be wrong. And he kind of mentioned to me, he said, is it okay that this man hears that? And he's like, it's okay. And he was saying, here's some things that could be wrong. And as far as I know, none of them was right. Okay, not one thing that they suggested that could be wrong with him were right. But then when he was done, I went to Clayton and just said, you know, Clayton, you told me a while ago that you knew the Lord. You told me you do. I said, you didn't lie to me to make me your friend or keep me happy or keep me off your back. Are you sure? And he said, I'm sure. And I said, well, I don't know what the Lord has for you right now. But again, I just said to him, I don't know what God has in line for you here. I don't know, but I want to make sure that you know I love you, and I've been glad the times we've got to spend together, most of them in the hospital, but you said you know the Lord, and I said, I know I'm going to heaven, not because of anything I did, because of what Jesus did, and so I want to make sure that we can do some things up in heaven. I said, now, as far as I know, up in heaven, I'm not going to have a job, okay? There'll be better preachers up there than me, and if I put up a sign and say I'm preaching, you're all going to go hear Paul and Jesus, are you not? You're not coming here. So I said, I'm going to be unemployed. But as far as I know, there's a lot of water in heaven, and they still may need plumbers, so I'll come watch you work. And you may still have a job up in heaven. And he kind of laughed at that or whatever. And but I think he kind of felt like, hey, if I go to heaven, I don't want to do any more plumbing. You know, and I kind of felt that, you know, that way. So we kind of laughed. He couldn't really laugh, but a little bit or whatever. And we said goodbye. And again, then from there, I think I got a text from Linda the next day that just said they've only given my dad a day to live. They've only given him a day to live. And so as soon as I was able, I was in the middle of something. As soon as I was able, I headed to the hospital, whatever, got up there, and they said, well, he's kind of unresponsive. Kind of unresponsive. We've tried to talk to him or whatever. So I went over and grabbed his foot and said, don't you ignore me, buddy. Okay? And he woke up. And I was like, oh, my. When I get to heaven, he's going to be like, come here, you know. But he woke up, and they go, wow, he opened his eyes or whatever. And I said, yeah, I'm here. And I said, just want to know I love you. And I said, you've told me you're going to heaven. It looks like it's time. It looks like it's time. About that time, he closed his eyes. Again, the doctor came in and said, we're going to take the tubes and everything out. And it was kind of neat because the one person who came in, well, she wasn't the doctor, but she just got engaged to a boy that was at Romola. So, and she was there to sell me her ring or whatever, and I said, okay. And that's Chris Wilson. But she had just gotten engaged to him, so I knew who Jen was because, Chris just buried both of his parents within the last year. But she'd gotten engaged to him or whatever, and she was one of the ones that went into work. And then when they came out, she and I were talking a little bit, and she said, I don't know how long he's going to go, but I think he went 5 hours from that point or whatever. He went about 5 hours, but they knew the time was coming. But I tell people, this is the thing that I can do. I got to do a funeral on Thursday. Folks, it's a whole lot easier for me to do a funeral on Thursday if I know the person's going to heaven. If I know it. It's just a whole lot easier. And I've got down to him. Now, for most of you here, I'm going to be honest with you. I have not looked you in the face and said, okay, it's time to be real. Are you going to heaven? Tell me about it. Okay, I don't think I've done that with a whole, and most of you would not say. But being with a lot of you, okay, can I say something? And I think I'm right about this. I don't think I need to do that. I think from listening to you talk, and some of you, I've heard your testimony. You know, I've heard you preach or do Sunday school or teach. I've heard different things, and I've heard your testimony. And I know you're saved. Okay, I know that. And so, you know, if some of you go to the hospital and you might say, well, Pastor, you never sat me down and said, that's because you've talked to me or we've talked about it. But I'm just here to tell you, folks, this is it. You're hearing me. We are all sinners. Not one of us is getting to heaven on good works. Not one of us has anything that's going to allow us to go to heaven. Do you know that? And when you realize that you've come up short to go into heaven, for all of sin and come short of the glory of God, what's your next plan? Folks, as all I know, there's a lot of plans out there that people have. But Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And he's the plan. He's the plan that works. He's the only one that works. Have you come to a time when you said, I'm a sinner and I'm in trouble? And all of a sudden then, somewhere the gospel came to you and you realized, you know what, Jesus is the answer to my problems. To my huge problem, my sin problem. And you've invited him into your heart. Is that the words you use? And I'm not worried about the words you used exactly. I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about your heartfelt plea to God. God, be merciful to me, a what? Sinner. And save me for Jesus' sake. I hope you've done that. Sometimes I know I get up here and preach, and I don't give the gospel every Sunday. I don't do that, okay? But from time to time, you just need to stop and say, you know what? We're all going to die. I think of a guy like Paul Pelletier. He's kind of got the yellow light in his life right now, okay? All of us in this room right now, we're running on the green light. Are you with me on that? We have no idea when it's going to stop. We're running, okay? And I mean, I don't know when it's going to stop for me, okay? Les Olala held up a yardstick. All the men remember that or whatever. And I'm down to the couple inches at the end. I'm getting near the end. Some of you, you're off the yardstick. But you're still running on green. Paul Pelletier has a yellow light right now because he's now got time to stop and think, it's not that long. I'm going to see Jesus face to face. And I love the song he sang. I love that song. We're on green. Some of us, some people, might have the opportunity to get that yellow light. Again, I stopped and thought about Brother Clayton. His yellow light was one day. I mean, they told him pretty much in the morning, you're not going to make it through the day. That was his yellow light, and boom, it was gone. But he had a yellow light. Some of us won't get a yellow light. Am I right about that? It's just going to be what? Over, like that, okay? Now, I've told some of you, that's okay with me. That's okay with me, okay? I've always told my wife, one of these days I'm going to go out running down the road and something's going to hit me and you'll find me in the ditch. I just praise the Lord. I felt good enough a couple minutes before to go running. And I've told you the story of Pete Maravich or whatever. I'm okay with that. Okay? So again, you're on green right now. I want you to stop and think why life is running. Some of you are really young. Some of you could live for another 100 years. Really, I'm telling you that. Some of you young people, you could live for another 100 years, or you could live till the end of today, maybe, and it's over. Do you know you're on your way to heaven? We read Matthew chapter 13. Here's the question, and by the way, I'm starting to look at a lot of questions in the Bible because of what I'm doing on Sunday nights, asking questions. You know, we have all these seeds that fell in all these different things. Here's the question that people have. Of those different surfaces that the seed fell on, which ones were saved? That's a huge question. You can talk to some people and they'll give you one answer, another answer, and it's a debate out there. If you're one kind of theological persuasion, you go this way. If you're another theological, you go this way. Who was saved, okay? Who was saved? Now, I tell people what I think, though. Nobody looks at the last group and says they weren't. Okay? On the good ground, receive seed, and next thing you know, they're bringing forth fruit. Nobody said, I don't think those ones were saved. But the other three groups, you have people to say what? I don't know. Okay? I don't know. Now, all I'm asking is, examine yourself that you're in the faith. Are you sure you're on your way to heaven? Sometimes fruit is a way to know that you're on your way. If you're interested in souls and you've told people about Jesus and they've got saved and you're interested in getting people saved and it excites you and encourages you, that's a good sign. But do you know you're on your way to heaven? I hope you do. You know, I'm not here to say, well, you know you're on your way to heaven because you've been good. That just rules grace all the way out, doesn't it? We don't go to heaven because we've been good. We're sinners every day. Every one of us is. And it's only because of God's grace that we still have eternal life. But again, do you know? Can you go back to a time when you received Jesus Christ? I can. Okay, I know the date. I know the place. I know the people who were there. I just remember it. I was only 9 years old, but I got it all. Maybe you do. Many of you, it's on the bed with your mother before you went to bed at night or whatever, okay, before you went to sleep. Where were you when you received Jesus as your Savior? Again, that time's going to come for you. You may get a day's warning. You may get a couple days' warning. You may get no warning. Do you know you're on your way to heaven? I'm done. I don't know how to say it any better, folks, to make you question yourself. If you are here today, and this is what I'm going to do. If you are here today, I don't ever leave this church fast. Has anybody ever known that? I mean, nobody ever says when the last amen is done, where's pastor? I looked for him after church and he wasn't anywhere to be found. I usually stay here for a pretty long time when it's over. If you're here today and your answer to the question is, are you on your way to heaven? And you say, I don't know. Come see me. Come see me. I'd like to take a Bible and show you out of the Bible how you know you're on your way to heaven. If you're a lady and say, oh, I'd rather have a lady, I'll point you to a lady that can take a Bible and show you out of the Bible how you know you're on your way to heaven. And I'll tell you what, March 1st, 2015, pretty good day to get saved. In fact, I think it's the best day to get saved if you're not saved. Are you on your way to heaven? If you say, well, I hope I am, I'm not sure, take care of it. Take care of it. Because I'll tell you what now, I'm not looking forward to do any of you guys' funerals. Because if I would say, boy, I'm looking forward to do your funeral. Pastor wants me out of here. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure that the Lord tarries and He gives me a little bit more breath that I'll be doing more funerals than just one on Thursday. Am I right about that? I'm going to preach the gospel, but I'd sure like to preach it with the idea that you received it and encourage others to do the same thing that you did. We're all sinners. But Jesus died on the cross. He took all of my sins. He wiped them all as white as snow. What a beautiful picture outside we have. And again, I can go to heaven because of His work, not what I did. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you know Jesus Christ? Now watch this. When I get to heaven, I don't want to find out that a one of you is missing after what I just did here this morning. Folks, it's appointed on the men once to die. We're all going to die somewhere. It's just that some of you may have another 100 years. Some of us may not have as far to go. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? You know what? Paul Pelletier looks like he's going to be waiting on us when we get there, but he knows. Do you know? Father, I pray from the bottom of my heart, I've tried my best to try to get people to examine themselves. Lord, there's some here that have given their testimony over and over. Lord, they've lived the gospel. They've preached the gospel. Lord, I know that they know it. And Lord, that they've received Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, there's no doubts on that. But Lord, I've not had opportunity to talk to everybody. But Lord, to many I have. Lord, I pray that You might help each one here to know they're on their way to heaven. If somebody's not sure, doesn't know, Lord, help them to take the time to come see me or see someone else. But not to leave this premises until they've settled that matter with You. That their sins are forgiven. And they're on their way to heaven. Again, I can't thank You enough for Jesus Christ. Can't thank You that You love this world so much that You sent Your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And Lord, we just quoted verses and are memorizing, Lord, if we're in Your hands, we'll not be lost. Thank You again for doing all the work that we could be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.